When I was a kid, it didn't take long before I realized that there was something in the world called evil. Unfortunately, I could see it around me. I could see that there were places and people and situations in which love was not being shared and valued, and resources were being taken, and people were being dehumanized, and it was scary. So scary to look around and see that there were evil deeds being done in the world, that people were being victimized and oppressed, and that I didn't have much power at all to do anything about it. And so I remember just wishing that I had some kind of power against evil. And then one Christmas, my mother gave me a gift of 3 books. The Lord of the Rings by J.R.R. Tolkien. And as I read those books, I saw a story about this dark lord of evil, Sauron, and about these glittering swords that had fought against him. Narsil, this incredible sword wielded by Elendil and his heir Isildur, and then reforged as Anduril and wielded by Aragorn. And I thought to myself, if only I had a magic sword, I could defeat evil. But my mom wouldn't let me get a magic sword. And so evil continued in the world, and I felt powerless for so long. And then I became a young parent and a young pastor. And as I was raising my children along with Susan, we realized that the evil was still there. And we wondered, we've brought these children into this world where there's so much evil. And then we started reading these books by J.K. Rowling, Harry Potter series. And I saw that there was this personification of evil. He who must not be named, Voldemort. But that, if only you had just the right thing, you could fight against that evil. If only you could get it out of its box. All you needed was a wand. Like Harry Potter and his wizarding colleagues, if you had the right wand, and if your heart was good, and if you knew the right spells, you could zap people, you could stop evil, you could be a force for good in the world. But try as I might, it turned out that no wand seemed to take me as its master. It turned out, as beautiful and perhaps as powerful as this wand might be, it wasn't as valuable as I hoped it might be in fighting the evil in the world. Then I remembered another book that had been gifted to me as a child. And in that book, it tells the story of a God who loves the world so much that that God sends God's child into the world, and that child sends God's people into the world to overcome evil, even evil personified. Not Sauron, not Voldemort, but Satan. Even demons, not ringwraiths, not death eaters, but demons. And that God gives power to overcome even the evil in the world. Not a magic sword, not a magic wand, not magic at all, but a sending, a blessing, a calling, a lifestyle. Jesus sends out 70 or 72, we've got ancient manuscripts that have both numbers, or either number, depending on the manuscript. But let's say around 70 people Jesus sends out, not with much at all. They didn't get to go with their toothbrushes, their selfie sticks, maybe the ugliest shirt I've ever seen, or the most beautiful shirt you've ever seen. Beauty's in the eye of the beholder. They went out without wallets or sandals or extra clothes, but they took something with them that was more powerful even than a magic sword or a magic wand, more powerful even than a selfie stick and an iPhone. They took the good news of God's reign of the universe with them, wherever they went. Now, listen to these powerful things that they took with them. They took, one, the good news. Number two, they took the gift of community. Wherever they went, they were to engage with people, stay with people, talk with people, and share with people. They took table fellowship with them. They were to eat what was offered to them. They were to engage around tables. They took healing with them. I don't know. I wonder if maybe we'd rather have a magic sword or a magic wand. Can we really believe that people going out two by two with nothing but peace and love? My goodness, it sounds like a Woodstock story. Get in your hippie van, peace, man, and go out into the world. And yet, this is what Jesus does. He sends people out into the world two by two and says, take peace with you, take love with you, take community with you, take the good news with you, and offer it to people in the world. And here's the thing. As you go out, if you get there and people receive your peace, that's wonderful. Your peace has passed on. But if they don't, it's going to come back to you. I think that's important. He didn't say, grab it back from them. They didn't deserve it in the first place. He says, there's no wasted peace that you can offer to the world. If people don't receive it, you've still got it to give. You can go to the next place and you can offer it to new people. It can be a part of the mission of the sending in your life. The other thing is, if you're shaking the dust off a place, if you realize that you've offered peace and you've offered love and you've offered community, and people just aren't hearing it, they're just not getting it, it's just not your place, and you move on, you shake off the dust, what you need to know about Jesus is you're not the only one he sent. Somebody else is going to find that place and offer that peace. And you never know. You never know when that engagement is going to be the one. Can you think of a time in your own life when you've been overwhelmed by a world that just seems evil? By people who don't seem to care about other people, by systems that are so broken down that they're not serving everyone, by a history that's overwhelming and disappointing, by a future that seems hopeless, and then one or two people enter into your life and offer you a warm embrace or remind you that God is the sovereign of all of the universe or welcome you to a table or offer you a healing presence or touch or thought or word, and that's changed your life, please know that you, as were the 70, are also sent. We have been sent into the world, not with magic swords, not with magic wands, but with something so much more powerful: peace, love, healing, the good news. Two by two, few by few, place by place, to let the world know God is love. To help the world understand evil does not have the final say. To show the world finally that God's good news is that we are all a part of the human community. Last night we watched a film, many of us, in the chapel called Show Me Democracy, and we had two guests who were a part of a panel that talked to us, just two of them, Michael and Lisa, both students at Eden Theological Seminary, and they shared with us powerful words, their testimony. They offered strength for the journey. They countered evil with the good, the love, the peace, and the healing that they brought. Just two of them, no magic swords, no magic wands. They brought the good news, peace, love and community, and that was healing. This morning, we have two guests with us, Tiffany and Gina from Room at the Inn. I'm pretty sure they don't have magic swords with them, and I just don't know if those purses will hold magic wands. But I know that they brought something powerful this morning and will hear in a moment to us. They're reminding us how we are sharing peace and love and healing and hope through our work with Room at the Inn. Each time we host Room at the Inn, just two people usually spend the night. Those two people, with some time and some love in their cots, no magic swords. I think Sally might have a magic wand. Change lives. Change the world. When you go out from this place, you might feel under-equipped to share something that can defeat evil, but you are not. Thanks God. The Holy Spirit has entered into your life. You have good news to share. You have peace to offer. You have love to give. You have healing to enact. When they came back, these folks who were sent out so under-equipped, I felt sorry for them. When I read the story, I thought, my God, where's the magic sword? Why didn't you give them each a magic wand? Why couldn't they have something to take with them? And they got back and they said to Jesus, even demons submitted to us when we took good news, love, peace, community, and healing into the world. And Jesus said, the very embodiment of evil fell out of the sky because you did what I told you to do. And then they told two friends, and they told two friends, and they told two friends. Remember the shampoo commercial from the 1970s? And they, and they, and they, and so many. People of God, we are sent, but we are not sent powerless. We are not sent empty-handed or with empty hearts. We are sent into the world knowing that our foe is evil and that it has so many ministrations. Evil is well funded in this world. Evil is well armed in this world. Evil is well presented in this world. So much so that we might want to curl up and shake and shiver and never go outside. So much so that we might think if only we had a magic weapon we could do something about it. But Jesus tells us again and again and sends us again and again to proclaim that God's love is more powerful, more pervasive, more promising than any evil story, evil person, or evil system. We are sent with a powerful message from a powerful God to do powerful good in this world. It's a real defense against the dark arts story. You want to put good into the world? You've got what you need. Share peace. Offer food. Receive food. I've just been traveling an awful lot, and you've all been reminding me, oh, you still work here? I promise I've been out there on your behalf. I've been in India. I'm in Texas. I was just with a couple hundred disciples ministers this week attending lectures and worship. John Paul and I were in California visiting congregations who are learning about new ways to use their facilities and all of the things that they've learned and gained over their history to enact peace and love and healing in their own communities, as we're working together to do the same thing here in our own community. And what I found is this. Each and every time I've gone somewhere and I've seen incredible ministry happen, I've been asking the question, really this question, what was your magic sword? Where'd you get your magic wand? Did you inherit $1 billion? How did you do this powerful ministry? And each and every time they say, no magic sword, no magic wand, no $1 billion. We had God's love, And a couple of us decided we were going to offer peace. We were going to offer love. We were going to be a healing presence. And we were going to create community. That's what we're called to do. And the good news is we're already doing it. Little by little, in powerful steps, the world is changing. Each time a believer lives the gospel, each time you offer a moment, each time you offer a word, each time you offer a dollar, each time you offer your presence for love, for peace, for healing, for good, an evil moment dies. An evil system is injured. An evil intention has nowhere to go and is smothered. Each time we believe, share, and live the good news, Jesus sees Satan falling from the heavens. No magic wand, no magic sword. The good news, Jesus is Lord. Amen.